Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and we're so excited to have you join us.
And I'm Marie. Today we have a terrific lesson for you. Today's topic is home.
And the title of our lesson is In the Bathroom. In the Bathroom. Marie, do you take a shower in the morning or at night?
I usually take a shower at night. After a long day, a hot shower makes me feel better.
I am the same way. I love to feel clean when I go to bed. All right, friends, now it's time for us to practice our reading. Here's Marie to help us with our read it.
Rob had to clean up a mess in his bathroom. He wasn't careful with his shower curtain, so he got water all over the floor. Ben took a hot shower this morning, but Alex takes a shower at night because it relaxes him. Linda likes to take a bath sometimes. She can lie in the bathtub and relax.
So, do you like to take a shower or take a bath?
I like both, Peter. To me, it depends on the day. I will usually take a hot shower every night. On the weekends, I like to take baths. I can relax and lie in the hot water. I could stay there for a long time.
Wow, I can really tell you like to take a bath because it is relaxing. Well, we'll talk about more things in the bathroom today. Let's find out what our keywords are. Here's Christina.
Hi, 今天 Rob 迟到了，因为早上他的浴室一团乱，他清理了之后才能出门。一团乱可以用名词 mess 来表达。His bathroom was a mess this morning. 原来因为淋浴的时候没有把浴帘弄好，所以水都流出来，弄了到处都是。浴帘就是 shower curtain， 只要是窗帘、门帘或者是任何帘子都叫做 curtain。相较之下 ，Alex 比较喜欢在晚上洗热水澡，他觉得这样子可以帮助他放轻松。A shower relaxes me， 动词 relax 就是使人放松的意思。Linda 说她有时候会泡澡 ，She takes a bath sometimes。名词 bath 就是泡澡，她喜欢躺在热水里放松。She likes to lie in hot water and relax。动词 lie 就是躺。
Hi, Susie. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Did something happen?
Yes. I took a shower this morning, but I wasn't careful with the shower curtain.
And you got water all over the floor?
Yes. What a mess. I spent an hour cleaning it up.
I'm sorry. But look at the bright side.
What's that?
Now you have a nice, clean floor.
Rob and Susie are talking. Rob took a shower in the morning.But he wasn't careful with that shower curtain.
No, he wasn't. A shower curtain keeps water from going into the bathroom and on the floor.
That's right. We also have different kinds of curtains, too, like curtains for the windows. What do they do?
That's right. I have curtains in my living room. They keep the sunlight from coming inside the house.
And a shower curtain keeps the water inside instead of all over the floor. Rob, you need to be more careful.
Yeah. Rob says, what a mess.
What a mess, Marie. You just used today's
calendar phrase.
What a mess.
What a mess.
真乱。
Look at this bathroom. What a mess.
Yes, the floor is wet.
What a mess.
And the sink is dirty.
What a mess!
And there are no paper towels.
What a mess! And it's your mess.
No, it's your mess.
No, it's yours. You need to clean it.
No, it's yours. I'm not cleaning it.
Your mess.
Yours.
What a mess.
What a mess.
真乱。
Marie, what are you doing?
I'm looking for my hat, Peter. I can't find it.
What a mess. You have things everywhere. Marie, you need to clean up all of this right now. Well, while you're doing that, Susie says to Rob to look on the bright side. Let's learn about this phrase. Here's Christina.
我们中文常常会说要看事情的光明面，就是要看好的一面的意思。英文也有一样的说法 ,look at the bright side, 形容词 bright 就是明亮光明的，在这里就表示好的乐观的。名词 side 就是一侧或者是一边的意思，所以我们把这样的句子学会了，就可以活用在生活里咯。你可以劝别人 try to look at the bright side,也可以称赞人 That's good. You always look at the bright side.
Thank you, Christina. Hey, Peter, I found my hat.
Yeah, that's great, Marie, but do you know what?
What?
There is still that big mess on the floor.
Well, Peter, look at the bright side.You don't have to clean up this mess.
I don't have to clean up the mess? What do you mean? We don't have any time. We're teaching.
Okay, well, I'll clean up the mess and you don't have to.
Okay, well, how about this? I'll lead us to the next conversation and you take care of this mess. I'm glad you found your hat, though. Friends, we'll see you after this next conversation.
Did you get a new hot water heater, Ben?
Yes, I did. I feel much better this morning. I enjoyed a nice hot shower.
I don't take showers in the morning. I enjoy a nice hot shower at night.
Why? A shower wakes me up in the morning.
A shower relaxes me, so I can go to sleep.
Maybe I'll try that sometime.
Alex and Ben are talking in the office. Ben enjoyed a nice shower in the morning.
Marie, what are some things that you like to do in the morning?
Well, I brush my teeth, wash my face, and eat breakfast. I do this every morning before I go to work. How about you, Peter? What do you do in the morning?
Well, I like to go outside and go for a run.It is just wonderful to be out there when the sun rises. But don't worry, I take a shower after running.
Well, wow, you must get up very early. Alex does not take showers in the morning. He takes a shower at night.
Ben says he takes a shower in the morning because it wakes him up. Let's learn more about this phrase with Christina.
Ben 觉得早上洗澡比较好，因为洗个澡可以充分的让自己醒过来。A shower wakes me up in the morning. 我们先来说 wake up 这个片语，它就是醒来的意思。你可以说 I wake up at 6:30 every morning. 或者 He woke up early today. 他今天很早醒来。Wake 的过去式是 woke. 你也可以说 wake someone up.叫醒某人，比如说 Don't wake me up, I want to sleep more. 不要叫醒我，我要多睡一点。或者 The noise woke him up, 那个吵杂声把他吵醒了。这些都是片语 wake up 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Peter is sleeping. Wake up, Peter! Wake up!
Oh, sorry, was I sleeping?
Yes, you were, Peter. It's time to wake up.
Oh.
We have to teach.
Sorry, friends. Let's continue our lesson. In conversation B, Alex says, a shower relaxes me, so I can go to sleep. Let's learn more about this sentence with our friend Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. That's right. We get to learn a new grammar point. And yes, it is a very useful one. Do something so I can do something. For example, come to the party so I can talk to you. Or I'll do my homework now so I can go to bed early. Got it? Then go ahead and use it. Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Peter, every morning I eat an apple so I can stay healthy.
That's great, Marie. Like I said before, I like to run in the morning so that I can have a lot of energy. And I think I ran a little too far today. I need a break. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we are talking about baths and taking showers.
Hey, Peter, do you like to take cold showers?
Oh, cold showers are so cold. I guess in the summer they are kind of nice. They're refreshing. But in the winter, they're just too cold.
I never take cold showers. Okay, friends, let's continue our lesson by going to conversation C.
Look at this bathroom, Linda. It's really big and fancy.
Wow, it is. It has carpet on the floor and it has a nice shower.
It has a big bathtub, too. I don't have a bathtub in my bathroom.
I like taking a bath. I like to lie in the hot water and relax.
That sounds wonderful. You can't do that in a shower.
Our friends Taylor and Linda are in the Jungle Cafe. Taylor is looking at beautiful houses in a magazine. She sees a picture of a bathroom. It's big and fancy.
Oh, fancy! I like that word. Hey, Peter, one day I want to live in a fancy house. I want to have beautiful white curtains on all my windows, high ceilings, and beautiful furniture in every room.
Wow, that sounds very fancy. Marie likes fancy things. Sometimes people wear clothes that are fancy. If you ever see a woman in a long, beautiful dress or a man in a suit, you can say, "You look very fancy today."
That's right. Usually people wear fancy clothes if they have to go to a special dinner or event. Taylor shows Linda a picture of a fancy bathroom. It has carpet on the floor, a nice shower, and a big bathtub.
Ooh, a big bathtub. I know someone that would love to have a big bathroom with a nice bathtub. Marie!
Yes, I would, Peter. I love taking baths. A bath is when you fill a bathtub with water, usually hot water.
Well, and usually people put bubble bath in the bathtub. Ooh, that usually smells really nice, and it will make you clean.
Yes, it does. I love bubble baths. Now, many parents give their children baths. They clean them and watch them play in the water. Linda likes taking a bath. She likes to lie in the hot water and relax.
Well, that sounds wonderful and relaxing. Well, I hope you can relax while we practice our keywords. It's time for us to review.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Mess. Mess. Please don't make a mess in the kitchen.
Curtain. Curtain. Please open the curtains.
Relax. Relax. Listening to music helps me relax.
Bath. Bath. I want a bath. Then I'll go to bed.
Lie. Lie. The cat is lying on the bed. Don't forget to review our keywords. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Hi, Susie. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Did something happen?
Yes. I took a shower this morning, but I wasn't careful with the shower curtain.
And you got water all over the floor?
Yes. What a mess. I spent an hour cleaning it up.
I'm sorry. But look at the bright side.
What's that?
Now you have a nice, clean floor.
Did you get a new hot water heater, Ben?
Yes, I did. I feel much better this morning. I enjoyed a nice hot shower.
I don't take showers in the morning. I enjoy a nice hot shower at night.
Why? A shower wakes me up in the morning.
A shower relaxes me, so I can go to sleep.
Maybe I'll try that sometime.
Look at this bathroom, Linda. It's really big and fancy.
Wow, it is. It has carpet on the floor and it has a nice shower.
It has a big bathtub too. I don't have a bathtub in my bathroom.
I like taking a bath. I like to lie in the hot water and relax.
That sounds wonderful. You can't do that in a shower.
Oh, so terrible. Oh.
What's wrong, Monkey Man?
My bathroom is a mess.
Oh, no.
There are no paper towels.
My bathroom has paper towels.
And no toilet paper.
My bathroom has toilet paper. Was something wrong with your shower curtain?
Yes, I got water all over the floor. It was a mess.
Oh, too bad.
Wait, how did you know about the shower curtain? Ginger, did you use my bathroom? Did you take my paper towels? Did you take my toilet paper?
Yeah. And now my bathroom is clean and your bathroom is a mess.
Ginger, that's not funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm ready to do my least favorite chore. Can you guess what it is? Cleaning the bathroom. See? I have a bucket and some gloves. I have cleaner and a toilet brush. Okay, let's do this.
Few people really enjoy cleaning. And cleaning a bathroom can be a lot of work. But It is important to keep it clean, so no germs can grow there. There are many things to clean in a bathroom. Some people start by cleaning the sink. They scrub the sink and the faucet. Then they wipe the water off them. If there is a mirror above the sink, they clean that next. No one likes to look in a dirty mirror. Then they may clean the bathtub or the shower area. The tub needs to be scrubbed, and so does the tile by the shower. Finally, the toilet needs to be cleaned. First, people put cleaner in a toilet bowl and scrub it with the brush. Then they wipe the seat and other parts of the toilet with a wet sponge. And last, they clean the bathroom floor so it looks nice and fresh. There is nothing nicer than a clean bathroom.
Whew! Okay, I finished cleaning the bathroom. It was a big job. But now everything is clean and nice. The sink is clean, the mirror is clean, the shower is clean, the toilet is clean, and the floor is clean. Now everyone can enjoy the clean bathroom for a few days. Then it will be dirty again, and I'll have to clean again. Cleaning never ends, does it? I'm going to go and relax now. See you next time, everyone.
Friends, thank you for joining us today. I'm sure you had fun talking about baths and taking showers. Well, you know, we were talking about fancy bathrooms, and that got me thinking, you know, Marie?
Yeah, fancy bathrooms are in hotels or in very fancy restaurants.
That's right. When I was a kid, my grandparents would take me to a fancy restaurant, and my favorite part was running into the bathroom to see what was there. They had fancy towels, even mouthwash, so I had good breath. I was only like 8 years old. I loved it.
Yeah, fancy bathrooms are great. But here at LTE, we don't have fancy bathrooms. But we do have a janitor to clean them up. All right, friends, we had a great lesson today, but we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.